3 sheets of paper for our study on these Tuesday afternoons.
我们周二的课呢，我们应该手上有一个三张纸的一个备份材料，三张纸。
有三张
two sheets. Oh yeah.
有谁没有的过，我们分一下，发一下。
This is the devil, and this is the Lord. Okay. Do you need some here? What do you need?
Yeah.
Oh boy, Fabo.
这个是Fabo。
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're engaged in a study called Who is Your Father?
如果大家新来的呢，我们就简单介绍一下，我们这个系列的名字叫谁是你的父亲。
And we have discovered that there's only two families.
那我们发现呢，其实是有两个的家哈，两个的家庭。
There's God's family.
No,
you're good. The devil has a family and God has a family.
恶者魔鬼有一个家，上帝也有一个家。
Oh, we're going to review here for a minute how do you possibly get in the devil's family?
那我们今天稍微回顾一下，我们怎么可能去到恶者的家呢？
When you're born, anybody have a Bible verse?
你生来就是，有没有一句经文是这么讲的？
Romans 5 and verse 12, somebody read that for me.
罗马书的5章12节，谁我帮我们读一下。
新约罗马书的5章12节。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death has passed on to all men.
因着一个人，罪就进入这个世界，
okay. So, when we're born into the world, we're sinful and separated from God, and we're on the broad road that leads down to destruction.
所以当我们生在这个世界的时候呢，我们就是生在远离神的这一家，所以是一条宽路，走向灭亡的宽路。
Okay. Now, how do we get into God's family?
我们怎么能进到神的家呢？
All you have to do is be physically born, and you're part of the fallen human race over here.
那我们是肉体生呢，是生在这个堕落的一家的，就是左边这个。
So the scriptures say something has to happen to get into God's family.
所以圣经说呢，你要做有一些事情要发生，当你要进到神的一家的时候。
Remember this little guy right here?
你记得这个小人在这里吗?
He's not very happy.
他不是很开心。
He's in the devil's family.
他在恶者的一家。
How does he get into God's family? He would like to be a part of God's family.
他很想成为神的一家的一员，他怎么能去呢？
By Jesus Christ.
Okay. You can't get into God's family by coming to Tuesday afternoon Bible studies.
你不能去神的一家通过呢，来星期二下午的圣经学习去。
Or going to church on Sundays.
或者星期天去教会。And
you should do both of those. They are great things to do.
你当然需要做这两件事，这是非常重要的。
But that will not get you into God's family.
但仅仅做这样的事情，外在的形式呢，不会带你去神的家。
It will help you hear what you must do to get in God's family, but just coming here does not get you into God's family.
来这里能让你听见那样的信息，能帮助你进到神的家，但是来这里这个外在的形式本身不会带你进到神的家。
You remember what Jesus said to a man one day about a new birth?
有一天神耶稣跟人说到一个重生的故事吗、
mm-hmm. John chapter 3, remember that?
约翰福音的三章记得吗
And the man's name was
Nicodemus,
very good.
尼哥底母
And what did Jesus tell Nicodemus?
那耶稣跟他说什么呢
You must be born.Again.
你必须要重生。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
How could you possibly be born again? You're already born once.
你已经生了呀,你怎么可能还再生一遍呢?
Spiritual birth, okay.
属灵的
生。 What does that mean?
这又是什么意思呢?
Is there a spiritual hospital somewhere so I could go to the hospital?
属灵的医院我能去一去在那里再生一遍呢?
So what must you do to be born again?
为了重生你要做什么呢?
This little fellow right here has to go...to the place where Jesus died for him, right?
这个不高兴的人呢要去到耶稣为他死的那个地方。
There is a sinner who is willing to admit that he is a sinner and to believe that Jesus died for him.
有一个罪人他要承认他是一个罪人他犯了罪而且要相信耶稣替他的罪付上了赎价死了。
Now the Bible says that Jesus not only died and that he was buried, but on the third day he rose again from the dead.
圣经说呢，耶稣不但死了，而且埋了，而且第三天他从死里复活了。
Now, there are two, Well, the whole thing's impossible. There are two very unique things about Jesus' life and his, death and resurrection. There are two very unique things about that.
关于耶稣的生命和复活呢，有两个特别的事情。
The Bible says that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin.
因为圣经说呢，他是从童女怀孕生的。
Virgins don't have babies.
因为我们知道童女是不会有孩子。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
But a virgin, a young Mary, chosen of God, she had a baby.
一个年轻的玛利亚，她是个童女，她没有嫁人，但是她被神拣选了，她有了一个孩子。
She said when the angel told her she was going to have a baby, she said that's impossible because I'm not married.
当天使告诉他他要有个孩子的时候他说这不可能啊我都没有结婚。
So you need to understand this. That is an impossibility. Virgins do not have babies. This is a miracle birth from God.
所以你要知道这是不可能的所以这是一个从神而来的神迹的出生。
So when Jesus,died on the cross, the Bible said that he was buried.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上以后呢圣经说他被埋了。
Now we know that the scriptures say that he didn't die for his own sins because he was sinless.
我们都知道圣经说呢他不是为了自己的罪死的因为他本身是无罪的。
But he died for your sin and he died for my sin.
但他是为你的罪为我的罪死的。
Now we know thatDeath is common. You've probably been to a funeral, and I've been to a funeral. We've experienced someone dying and being buried.
我们都知道死亡是一个非常普遍的事情。你也去过一个葬礼，我也去过一些葬礼，我们都经历过有人死了被埋的事情。
But Jesus on the third day rose from the dead.
但是呢，耶稣在第三天从死里复活了。
That's impossible.
这又是一个不可能的事情。
It's like the virgin birth. It is a miracle of God.
和童女怀孕一样，这是从神来的神迹。
So when you say, or when we say, you must be born again and that you must believe in Jesus, you must believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以当我们相信，看到就是说你要重生的，我们要相信神，耶稣是神的儿子。
that he came from heaven to die on an old rugged cross.
然后他从天上下来，死在一个古旧的十字架上。
And when he died, he took your place.
当他死的时候，他是站在
You were the one that should die.
你的位置上，你是那一个应该死。
The wages of sin is death, and your father is the devil, and you should be separated from God.
因为罪的工价就是死，而且你生在这个恶者之家，本来是和神分离的。
But Jesus took your place.
但是耶稣站在了你的位置上。
When he became sin for you, he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?"
当他为了你站在那个成为那个罪的时候呢，他在十字架上呼喊说：“我的神为什么离弃我
？”Because sin separates you from God, and Jesus was separated from God. He paid the penalty of your death.
罪会让人和神分离，所以在十字架上，耶稣也和神分离，他为你付上了那个罪。
In the Old Testament, the sinner brought an animal sacrifice.
在旧约的时候呢，一个罪人会要带上动物的献祭去。
In the New Testament, Jesus is called the Lamb of God.
在新约呢，耶稣就被称作神的羔羊。
He is your representative. He is your sacrifice.
他是你的，代表你的，他也是你的祭物。
And we know that God accepted that sacrifice in your behalf because on the third day God raised him from the dead.
我们都知道呢，上帝接受了你这样的祭物，因为什么呢？耶稣第三天从死里复活了。
It is the proof that his sacrifice was sufficient for you.
这是一个非常好的足够的证明是他的所献的这个祭呢对你来说满足了神公义的要求。
I'm way out of my depth in the scriptures, but sin will separate you from God for all of eternity, and when Christ paid the debt, he paid a debt for all of eternity of separation for you.
所以罪呢是让你和永恒的那个生命是分离的。所以当耶稣死在十字架上呢，他所付上的代价是让你能够回到那样永恒生命的这个要求的。
He did not pay part of the debt. He paid the whole debt.
他不是说付了一部分的代价，一部分的债，他是全部都付上。
And when you see yourself as the sinner and Jesus as your representative dying in your place,The Bible says that is being born again.
所以当你看见自己是一个罪人，你看见耶稣在十字架上就是为你所有的罪献上了这赎价，圣经说呢，你就重生。
And this little guy over here, which represents all of us, sinful and separated from God, trust Christ as his Savior. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.The only way to the Father is by me. So this little fellow now, thank God, is in the family of God.
所以这个人呢，他认识到自己是个罪人，他信靠了耶稣的十字架，然后他就到了右边这个家，他成了一个开心的人。
This is the reason that men and women and boys and girls.For thousands of years have taken that message and shared that with other people so that people can go from the devil's family to God's family.
这就是几千年来很多很多的人把这样的信息分享给许多不同的人。就是这么样的一个信息能让大家从魔鬼的家进到神的家。
See, it is very possible that someone right here this afternoon,who knows the Lord Jesus as your Savior, God is calling you perhaps to go back to China or to go to some other country and to share the message of Jesus Christ with others.
完全有可能，也许就今天下午，我们在座的有些人，当你已经信靠了耶稣基督以后，神会带着你在你回到你的家或者回到中国或者去其他地方去把这样的好消息也告诉别人。
There are lots of people who've never heard that message.
因为还有很多的人，他们甚至没有听过这个消息。
So, some of you sitting here this afternoon, it was only when you came here to the Bible study that you heard this message.
我们在座的有一些呢，直到来到这个圣经学习才听到这个消息。
And some of you heard this message and you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and you've been born again and you're in the family of God now.
那么有些人呢听到这个信息信靠了耶稣就进到了神就重生在了神的家。
Now, in our study, we looked at if the devil is your father, we looked at the characteristic of your father.
在我们以前的学习里呢我们看见了如果恶者是你的父呢这个恶者的性格是什么
And we also started last week that if God is your father, we started to study some of the things of the characteristics of God.
上一周呢我们也学习了如果神是你的父我们学习了一部分神的本性。
You will never be happy, you will never be satisfied,You will never have peace. You will never have hope. You will never have real life unless you're born again into God's family. It's impossible.
这是不可能的，就是除非你从神恶者的家进到神的家，你是不可能会有喜乐的生活，有盼望的生活，有信心的满足的生活。
So.If you're over here, the devil is your father.
这里呢是恶者是你的父。
And if you're over here, God is your father.
这里呢神是你的父。
And I'm going to refer you now to the second page of your outline. It looks like this. And right here it says the characteristicOf the Almighty God, or the character of the Almighty God.
小标题是，大能的神的性格本性。
Does everybody have that sheet? Okay.Okay, we're going to drop down to number 3, in our outline. God is a forgiver of sins.
那我们看第三点呢，神是一个。
You got any more of those? Oh, you got one. Okay, they got one. All right. Sorry about that.
神是一个。赦免罪的人呢
Okay. Number 3, God is a forgiver of sins. Let's look at Mark chapter 2.
那我们来看马可的二章。新约马可福音二章。
Okay, we're going to read into this text just a little bit, beginning in verse 1, chapter 2 of Mark.
二章的一节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。
Let's read down through verse 11.
我们顺序读一下。
You can read around if you like.
读到第十一节。
就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道：
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
因为人多，不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆空了，就把摊子连锁过的褥子都垂下来。
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：小子，你的罪赦了。
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“
这个人为什么这样说呢？”他说：“
健忘
的话，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”
耶稣心中知道他们心里是这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”或对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”或说起来，拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？他要叫你们知道。人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿起你的褥子回家去吧。”
Okay.、Yeah.
Let's read one more verse 12, please.
十二节也读完。
那人就起来，放下褥子，当
众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Okay, thank you. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible.
这是圣经里我最喜欢的故事之一。
This is a great story.
这是个非常棒的一个故事。
There was a man who was a crippled man. He could not walk.
有一个人呢，他是个瘫子，走不了路。
And Jesus was in a house.
耶稣在一个房子里。
And this crippled man had some friends.
那这个瘫子呢，有些朋友。
Let me tell you, these are the kind of friends you want to have.
我来告诉你，这是那种的朋友，你应该交的。应该叫这种朋友。
When you can't help yourself, you have some friends that will help you. Those are good friends.
如果你自己做不到，帮不了自己的时候，有些朋友能帮到你，这是真的你要交的朋友。
So this man was on some sort of a stretcher, and his friends thought, we'll go in and Jesus will see him and heal him.
然后这些四个朋友说呢，我们去找耶稣啊，来把他抬过去，耶稣能救他。
But when they got to the house,
他们到那个房子，
they could not get in the house.
麻烦了，他们进不去。
So, I guess they thought, well, there's no room, so we'll just go home.
他当时应该会说什么？没有地方了，我们就回家吧。
No, they're not going to give up that easy.
他们不会这么容易放弃的。
Parentheses, sad story.
换个
rabbit trail.
换一个场景啊。
I was in Northern Ireland preaching the gospel one night in a building about half this size.
那他再换一个故事来讲，就是他在一个那个地方讲道的时候呢，这个房间大概就是一半这么大。
And it was raining and it was cold.
一个很冷又下雨的一天。
But people just kept coming in and coming in.
然后人就不停地进来，不停地进来。
And the church filled up.
然后很快就满了屋子。
And then it filled up more than full.
然后比他原能够装的人要多得多了。
And then it filled up so much that no more people could get in.
然后呢，如此满到一个程度呢，外面进不来了。
Four more people tried to get in.
然后有四个人呢，努力想进来。
And I never forget when the man who was standing at the door, there was a knock. And he said, "Who is it?" There were four young people. In the rain outside, he said, "No room."
然后他说他一直忘不了那一天的场景啊，就是那个人呢站在门边上，那个人呢已经紧贴着门这样了。然后呢，外面有人敲门，然后他只能说是谁。然后有四个年轻人站在外面的雨里啊，要进来。
That was a sad night.
是个很哀伤的一个晚上。
I didn't find out about that till afterward. I couldn't believe it happened.
我也不能相信哈，是当天是这么多的人。
And those four young people went away into the dark that night.
因为这四个年轻人那天实在没办法进来，就。
I often think about that.
我常常为这事感到遗憾。
There is one place where there's always enough room.
有一个地方啊，它总是不缺空间的。
Right here.
就在那。
The cross.
就在十字架上。
The hymn writer said there's room at the cross. For you.
圣诗的作者说呢，在十字架上会有一个地方留给你的。
You ever come to this cross, you will never be turned away.
只要你来到十字架前，你永远不会被拒绝。
Room at the cross. Though millions have come, yet there's still room for one. There's room.
尽管是成百上千的人来了，但是对你仍然有位置。
Back to the story. That was a commercial.
对，然后呢，停，那个边上的故事讲完了，我们回到这个正常这条线。
So, the friends are carrying the man who can't walk and is crowded, so they said, plan B.
然后呢，现在四个朋友抬过来了，而且全满了，他们想了一想，好，我们有一个 B 计划。
Yeah. Plan A was go into the house. Plan B, go on the roof.
A 计划是走进这个房间， B 计划是走到房顶去。
So they get on the roof, and the Bible says they broke through, verse 4, when they broke through the roof.
然后第四节说呢，他就把那个房子拆通了，把那个顶。
I cannot imagine, what they had to do to break through the roof.
我都不能想象他要做些什么才能把房顶给
拆了。Some people say, oh, it was just a little roof with some straw on it. Well, it supported two men and another guy on a stretcher. It must have been a pretty strong roof.
有的人就这么说呢，他说就是一些稻草啦，那个。就盖在上面很好的了，很简单的。但是呢，你要知道，有四个人在抬着一个人才踩上去，这应该不是一个简单的结构了。
These people were determined for their friend to meet Jesus.
因为这四个人已经决定了，一定要见到耶稣。
They would do anything.
他们做任何事都要见到耶稣。
So they broke through the roof, and then it says they let the bed down through the roof.
然后呢，他们就把这个床啊，就是这个。摊子褥子啊就放到了耶稣面前。
Now that's kind of interesting to me, how you let a bed down through the roof. We can read that, but think about that for a minute.
然后我们可以这么读啊，然后你可以想一想这个场景，他是怎么把它放下来的。
You know, if you got a stretcher like this and a guy laying on the stretcher, you don't turn it up like that and let it down through the roof.
就你不能把它倒过来，就这么倒下来，还是不可以。
You kind of got to let him down both sides at the same time or you fall out. You know what I mean?
你要平衡一下，因为否则人就翻掉了了，然后他就得两边一点一点都能放下来。
So anyhow, however they did it, Jesus looked up and he thought, oh my, there's somebody coming through the roof.
当他往下放的时候呢，耶稣在讲道，一抬头就看见有人下来了。
In verse 5 it says, when Jesus saw the man who was crippled coming through the roof,He said, son, your sins are forgiven you.
然后呢你看这个下面耶稣的反应什么，当他看见下来了以后，他直接说的一句话说，小子你的罪得赦了。
Now that caused quite a stir in that house that day.
那这样的一句话啊，真的在当天这个房间里引起了很大的搅动啊。
The religious leaders started thinking in their heart,Who does this man think he is?
那几个宗教人士啊，那几个文士就在想着，这个人是谁呀？他敢这么说
？He speaks blasphemy. Only God can forgive sin.
他在说健忘的话，亵渎的话啊，因为只有神能够赦罪。
Well, what they don't realize is that Jesus not only hears every word that you say, but he hears every word that you think.
那这里呢他们很快会意识到呢，耶稣不但听见了你每一句嘴巴里说的话，他也听见了你每一句心里想的话。
Okay. So he said to them, why are you thinking like this? Why do you reason in your heart like this?
然后耶稣就直接跟他们说，你为什么心里这样议论呢？
So he says to them, which is easier to say, your sins, are forgiven you, or take up your bed and walk?
所以他们说呢，那哪一样更容易呢？就是叫你，的罪得赦，或者叫你从地上起来行走。
Okay, now let me ask you the question. Put on your thinking cap now. Okay.
现在我让大家自己来思考了。
Okay. Which is easier?
哪一个容易啊
？For me to say.
对于我来说呢
？Lung, be healed. He's the crippled man. Okay. Be healed, or your sins be forgiven you, which is easier to say.
哪一句更容易说？比如说他对我说呢，你的他假设我是摊子啊，你医治好了，或者说呢你的罪得赦了，哪一句对他来说更容易说？Both are not easy.
Both are not easy. Okay, watch this. Your sins be forgiven you.
他说你的罪得赦了。
这
个是很容易说的。
You see that?
关键是你说了有用。
Who knows?
他说谁知道呢？
Who knows?
谁知道呢？
Okay?
谁知道呢？
So which is easier, to say your sins be forgiven you, or take up your bed and walk?
所以拿起你的褥子走和你的罪得赦了哪个容易啊
In one sense, it's probably easier to say your sins be forgiven because nobody could check it out. Nobody could know that, right?
某种程度来说呢，说你的罪得赦了，貌似更容易一点，因为没人知道啊，没人也没能去验证他，你是不是得赦了。
But for the Lord Jesus, it would be easier to say to the man, take up your bed and walk. It would be easier for the Lord Jesus to do that.
但对耶稣来说呢，跟摊子说，拿起你的褥子走吧，是会更容易的，容易的多。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because if he said your sins be forgiven you, he's got to go to the cross.
因为他说呢，你的罪得赦了，他就必须要上十字架。
Oh, he could heal him without going to the cross.
或者说呢，耶稣可以医治这个摊子。
But he can't forgive him without going to the cross.
除非上十字架，他不能赦人的罪。
Isn't that an interesting story?
这是不是一个有意思的故事？
But Jesus said, so that you might know that I have the power to forgive sins, I'm going to show you some evidence.
所以呢，耶稣在这里就想告诉那些人呢，我有赦罪的权柄，我要告诉你一些证据。
Take up your bed and walk.
这个证据就是拿起你的褥子走吧。
Let that be evidence to you that the Son of Man forgives sins also.
这就是人子可以赦罪的证据，你可以走吧。
Now this brings us to kind of a really neat place in our study of Christ and God.
所以这里让我们学习基督和神的一个很好的
The religious leaders had in their minds, only God can forgive sin.
因为呢，在宗教人士在他的脑子里呢，只有神可以赦罪。
And you know what? They're right. They're right.
他们是对的哦，是的。
But what they didn't know was that Jesus was God.
但是他们不知道的是，耶稣就是神。
Yeah. And so the Lord Jesus has the power to forgive sins because the Lord Jesus is God in the flesh, the Son of God.
耶稣有这样的能力赦罪，因为耶稣就是神道成肉身在地上的样子。
Now, all of that was to simply say that God is a forgiver of sins, and we know only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这个故事就告诉我们，耶稣是在地上是有赦罪的权柄，也只有通过十字架他才能赦罪。
Okay, we're going to move along here because Ann and I'll have to stay three more months if I don't hurry up here. Yeah. Let's go to number four. God is a giver of life.
我们来看第四点，神是生命的赐予者，赐生命。
Okay, John's Gospel this time, chapter 10.
约翰福音的十章，新约约翰福音，十章十节。
And verse 10.
十章十节。
Okay. The Lord Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
第十节，盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。
Again, let me remind you that Jesus said to Philip, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
我们要记得耶稣对腓力说呢，你见了我就见了父。
Let me also remind you that Jesus said he is the fullness of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In his body, he represented the Godhead.
所以你要记得耶稣说他是把圣父圣子圣灵所有的丰盛哈都在他这里，就道成肉身的这个主。
Paul would say that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God.
保罗说呢，耶稣基督是那看不见的永生神的形象。
It is like God has put all of his characteristics, all of who God is, into his son Jesus, and Jesus shows us what God is like.
就像上帝呢，把所有的他自己的一切的形象，他的本性呢，都在耶稣里了。耶稣也是神，所以耶稣道成肉身就活给我们看了，让我们能看见。
Parentheses.
Okay. 再讲一个。
Commercial.
再讲
一个。Rabbit trail.
再讲一个旁边的故事。
I don't know how this will translate, but it's really good in English. Okay. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I am my father after all. You didn't get that. That's all right. We'll try again. Yeah.
就魔镜告诉我的。对，这是一个美英国的英语的故事啊，我不是很熟这个故事。
My wife said to me not long ago, you're walking just like your dad walked. I said, isn't that nice? You know.
然后我太太她就跟着魔镜告诉我是不是像我的父亲啊，然后那个安以前跟 Joe 说呢，他说你跟你爸走路是一模一样的。
So you see, you could say, mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all. It depends on who's looking in the mirror, you know.
对，你可以说呢，魔镜告诉我是不是我跟我母亲一样，就是看你是看哪一个。
Okay, so what is my point?
我的点是什么呢？
When I look into the mirror of God's word, what do I see?
我如果看见神的话就像一面镜子呢，我看见谁了？
Could I say, mirror, mirror on the wall, I am like the Lord Jesus after all?
我能问他说呢，魔镜告诉我是不是像主耶稣那样？
Well, I can tell you that Jesus said,Mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my father after all.
因为耶稣可是做到了说魔镜啊告诉我其实跟我的父是一样。
Because he represented his father to us.
因为他的确把他的父呢显给我们看了。
And so when the Lord Jesus says, I, come to give you life, well guess who came to give you life? God in the flesh.The Lord Jesus himself.
当耶稣来他说我要给你生命那就是那个神自己啊他来给你生命。
You know, out of all of the Bible verses that I could remember, the day that I got saved, this is one that I remembered.
在很多的圣经里面呢我能背下来的这是一节我能背。
No, I couldn't repeat it for you, but it caught my attention.
那我不能把它完全背出来，但是这个是能引起我注意的。
The man that led me to the Lord said, "How would you like to start over and get a new life?"
啊，那个把我带到主里去的那个人呢，说你想不想有个新的开始，新的生命
and that I was very interested in that because I had wasted the life that I had.
在那一个时刻呢，因为我浪费了我太多生命，我真的是很需要。
He said, "Jesus can give you an abundant life."
他说耶稣啊，能给你丰盛的生命。
Thought, Boy, I'd like to have an abundant life.
哎呀，我真的喜欢这丰盛的生命。
Yeah. So God is a giver.Of life. Let's same chapter, go down to verse 27. Thank you.
我们同样的一章啊，我们到27节，十章27节。
27 and 28.
27和28节。
29.
30. 29和30节。
Okay, so, in these verses, hey, these are some of the greatest verses. You ought to memorize these verses. You ought to get them in your heart.
这是一个非常好的经文，大家有机会可以记下来，把它背出来。
Yeah, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音。
And they follow me.
我也认识他们，他跟从。
And what kind of life?Does Jesus give to those sheep? What kind of life?
耶稣给这些羊什么样的生命呢?
Well, he gave them abundant life back in verse 10. I give you abundant life, super, abundant living. But here, it goes beyond earth, doesn't it?
所以在十章里面他说 给你的是丰盛的生命，在这里他给了超越了地上的生命。
I give unto them eternal life.
他给你永恒的生命。
If you have eternal life, how long would that be?
如果你有永生，永生是多长啊？
Forever? How long would that be?
永远是多远？
Long time? No, not a long time.No end.
没有止境的。
Everything we know, on earth, we have a beginning and an ending.
因为我们在地上的所有的事情都是有一个始有一个终的。
But eternal life had a beginning. It was right here at the place called Calvary, where you met the Lord Jesus as your Savior.But it continues indefinitely into the future.
但是永恒的生命有一个开始，就是在十字架上你认识、你见到耶稣基督的那一刻开始。但是它没有止境，它没有结束的一个点。
But not only do you have eternal life, you have eternal security.
你不但有永恒的生命，你有永恒的确据。
Says here that no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. That's verse 28.
这是二十八节说的，没有人能从我这里夺去哈、啊，把你们夺去。
Now this brings us to a great thought for a moment. Can a true believer ever lose their salvation?
那这里有一个问题，有一个真正重生得救的人会失掉救恩吗
？No.
不会吗
？No. No.Sounds pretty definite. Why?
为什么呢？为什么不会呢？
Why? If the answer is no, I can never lose it. Why can't I lose it?
为什么我不会？
Parentheses.
Yes, 再来一个旁边的故事。
Story.
注解的故事。
Two little girls were talking.
两个小女孩正在谈话。
One little girl said to the other little girl,
那有一个对另外一个说
How do you know you're going to heaven?
你怎么知道你要去天堂呢
She said,
她说呢
Because I'm holding on to Jesus' hand and he's going to take me all the way to heaven.
她说呢我抓住耶稣的手他就会带着我一直去天堂
The other little girl said, The devil will come along and cut your hand off.Then what are you going to do?
另外一个说呢，那个恶者会来把你的手砍掉，你怎么办
？She said, "Wait a minute, I didn't have that right." She said,
她说，哎，好像我有点问题。
Jesus is holding on to me, and the devil can't cut his hand off."
她说，哎，是不是这样的？不是我拉着耶稣的手，是耶稣拉着我，所以上这个魔鬼砍不了耶稣的手。
See.My eternal salvation does not depend on how well I can hold on to Jesus.
所以我永恒的救恩不取决于我能多紧地抓住耶稣。
My eternal security depends on Jesus, not on me.
我永恒的确据取决于耶稣不取决于我。
And Jesus said, I give eternal life to my sheep.
耶稣说我给我的羊永恒的生命
And nobody is able to pluck them out of my hand
没有人能把他们从我手里
Wow, there we are There I am, right in the hand of Jesus What else is in that hand?
然后他们在这里在耶稣的手里他手里还有什么
Marks of a nail
还有钉痕呢他手上还有钉痕
Nail pierced.
十字架的钉痕
That's me. I'm right there.
这是我，我就在那里。
Right where the blood oozed out from that hand.
在那钉痕的手流出来的血的地方。
And that blood cleanses me from all sin and gives me eternal security.
那样的血洁净了我。在一切的罪里也给了我永恒的生命。
But this is not the end of the story.
但这不是一个故事的结尾哦。
Jesus said there's more to the story.
耶稣说这个故事还有，还有继续的部分。
He said, now my father who gave you to me.
他说我的父啊， 把这些把你们这些给我的那个父啊。
My father is greater than all.
他说我这个父呢比一切万有都大。
And no one is able to pluck you out of my father's hand.
他说没有人能把你们呢从我父的手里夺去。
Oh boy, I got the hand of the Lord Jesus nail pierced, and I got the hand of God the Father, and no one can pluck me out of their hands.
那我有一个耶稣的手，有钉痕的手，我有一个父的手，没有人能把我们从他们的手里夺去。
But that's not the end of the story.
那还不是故事的结尾。
It just keeps getting better.
还会更好。
Right. And he says, I and my father are one.
他说我与父原为一。
That's where you are.
这就是你在的地方。
In the hand of God, in the hand of the Lord Jesus, and no one can pluck you out of their hand. No one great. You couldn't be safer.
你在神的手里，也在基督的手里，他们原为一啊，你没有比这里更安全的地方。
Paul would write later to the Romans, he would say, if God be for us, who could be against us?
就像保罗在罗马书八章说的，如果神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
That is because not only does he forgive sins, but he is the giver of life eternal. Okay. Oh, let me see. Number five, God is the Father of truth.
第五点呢，神是真理的父。
And Harold, help me. There's a reference in Hebrews here we should have, I think. About truth, I think. Why am I thinking? Maybe it's because God who cannot lie. That's Hebrews 6:18. That's probably what I was thinking about. God is a father of truth. Oh well. Let's look at Exodus. I think that's exactly what it says. Exodus 34. All right. These are just references that tell us that God is truth, but we sang about God being true earlier this morning when Jesus said He is the truth because Jesus is God, remember? But let's read this one in Exodus 34 and verse 6. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华。
If anybody has,
是有恩典的神，
sorry.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Now, you want to write down John 14 and verse 6. That's the little song that you sing every Tuesday morning in your ESL Bible study. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Okay. And again, representing God the Father, so God is the Father of truth.
然后约翰福音的十四章六节也是同样的哈。那我就是道路真理和生命。那这个呢是我们常常唱的一首圣诗。他这里呢也是讲到了他是真理的父。
I know why I put that now. Let's go back to John chapter 8 just for a moment. John chapter 8. I slipped my mind why I put God is the Father of truth. Let me see. Okay, verse 44. This was our starting verse. verse 44, John chapter 8.
那约翰福音八章的四十四节，这是我们开始的地方。
Okay. Okay. So the Lord Jesus says to the religious leaders, "Now you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do."
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
Now, this verse doesn't end right there. Let's keep reading. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him.
他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里本没有真理。
Keep reading. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Anytime you ever tell a lie, you're acting like the devil. Did you know that?
如果你任何时候撒谎啊，其实就是像恶者在做事情一样。
You don't need to act like the devil.
其实你不需要像魔鬼那么做。
You need to act like God.
你应该像神那么做。
And God does not lie.
因为神是不撒谎。
Not even a little bit.
即使一个很小的谎言。
Did you know that you could lie without saying a word?
你知道你可以撒谎一句话都不说吗？
Someone might ask you a question and you might go,
hmm. 有人可以问你一个问题，你可能
说这个。You know that's not true, but you didn't say anything.
只是一个肢体的语言，其实你知道这个不是真实的。
Just your response, just your visible,just the way you expressed yourself in your face.
只是一个回应啊，在你的脸上的一个回应而已，就是一个谎言。
Yeah, beside that, we already know in the Old Testament, you had to actually commit the sin, in the New Testament, you just got to think about it.
对，在旧约里呢，你可能要把自己的罪啊，要交在那个献祭的那些仪式里，但是你在新约里你可能就只是想了一想而已。
You know, one time,
一个是属肉体的罪，一个是灵里的那个罪。
One time, there was a brother in the Lord said to me, I was considering a murder. I was considering murder. A brother in the Lord said he was considering murder another person.
就像有个弟兄可能会说，我只是在想要谋杀一个人，在想而已。
You know what Jesus said? He already did it.
那耶稣说什么呢？其实他已经做了。
That is, he had already in his mind and in his heart committed that act. Oh, he didn't do it physically, but his intent was to do it.
因为在他的心里，在他的脑子里，他已经做了，所以在耶稣那呢，他就已经是犯罪了，即使他外面没有行出来。
If you're in this family over here, God's your father.
如果你在这个一家啊，神是你的一。
Speak truth, would you do that? Even if it hurts, tell the truth. Honesty is always the best.
常常的只说真实的话，只说真理，即使有的时候会因此得罪人。
Okay, let's go down to the God of all comfort, the number six.
第六点呢是。
It's First Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter one.
神是一切的安慰哈。哥林多后书的一章。
This is a great text. Verse 2-7, we could read around. Some different readers maybe.
一章的二节到七节哈。哥林多后书一章。轮着读，大家刚才停在谁呢？哥林多后书一章二节到七节，顺序读一下。后书。
Yeah, sit down. You're getting tired. Hey, I'm an airman. Okay, verses 2-7.
Yeah.
对。
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所给的安慰 去安慰那些遭各种患难的人。
第五节。
他不读了，你就接着读吧。我们一直都受基督的苦处，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为教徒们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为你们，也是为教徒们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们即使同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
Okay, thank you. Now let's ask ourselves this question. If God is the God of all comfort, what does that mean?
如果神是那各样安慰的神，这是什
么意思？ Have you ever been comforted by someone?
你有没有被人安慰过呢？
Probably most of us have, you know.
我们很多人。
But how can we define that?
我们怎么才能定义？
What does that mean if you're comforted?
如果你是被安慰，怎么才定义？
Most often, let me suggest, most often, we can be comforted if somebody else can identify with our sorrow.
很多时候呢，我们被安慰是有如果有人能够明白我们的苦楚啊，他知道我们所受的苦。
There was a story of a mother who lost her little baby.
有一个故事是一个母亲失去了她的小孩。
And she was...As you can imagine, very, very sorrowful.
你可以想象这是非常非常哀伤的。
And many people tried to comfort her.
很多人很努力想要去安慰她。
But nothing seemed to help.
做不到，没有什么帮助。
Until one lady came and sat down beside her at the funeral.
直到有一个妇女呢，坐在她在葬礼的时候跟他一起坐下来。
And the lady said, in my chest at home, I have a pair of little shoes.
那个妇女说呢，在我的家里啊，我有一个一双小鞋子。
And my little baby that wore those shoes is in heaven today.
我的孩子，穿这双鞋的孩子现在在天堂。
And this mother who had lost her baby raised her head up and they embraced one another.
那这个丢失就失丧这个孩子的这个母亲呢，她就起来啊，跟那个另外一个妇女有一个拥抱。
And that mother was comforted that day.
然后那一天呢，她真的得着了安慰。
Because somebody else had gone through the struggle that she had gone through, and they bonded. There was an identification there.
因为有一个人呢，也经历了一样的苦难，也走过了这一样的感受，然后他们彼此能够。
There's an old North American Indian proverb, I guess it is.
那有一个很老的这个印第安的，就美美印第安的谚语。
You might even have this in China too.
也许在中国也有这样的谚语。
Says you never should judge another man till you walk in his shoes.
就是你永远不要去论断别人啊，除非你也穿着他的鞋走了一圈。
You must understand the other person before you can begin to understand why they are the way they are.
你除非你能了解他所经历的啊，否则你不能够理解他现在的状态。
Now in the passage that we read, it says that our God is the God of all comfort.
但是这里我们读到的是，我们的神是一切安慰的神。
Can you guess why He is the God of all comfort?
你猜为什么他是一切安慰的主呢？
Because He knows everything about me.
Yeah, he can perfectly identify with our sorrows.
因为他完完全全能够理解我们的苦难，理解我们的哀伤。
Sometimes you don't even need to speak a word to another person to comfort them.
有的时候啊，你甚至不需要安慰一个人的时候，不需要讲一句话来安慰他。
You just put your arm around their shoulder and weep with those who weep.
你只是把手呢放在他的肩膀上呢与他同哭啊。
It's just knowing that somebody else cares, you know.
那只是知道有人在乎你。
There's no magic words or there's no set thing. I can say, oh, do this and you will be comforted. Sometimes it's just love. Just unconditional love.
那并不是说有一些奇妙的事有一些必须要做的事是有的时候就是无条件的爱就是最大的安慰。
Now, in the text, we have noticed that God comforts us in all of our troubles.
在这个上下文里我们都知道神在我们一切的患难里面安慰我们。
But as he comforts us in our troubles, he's also training us.
Amen.
So that we can comfort others in their troubles.
所以当他在我们的患难里安慰我们的时候他同时也在训练我们让我们在别人的患难里安慰他。
Love covers a multitude of sins, the Bible says.
爱能遮掩许多的罪，神说。
And love covers a multitude of sorrows, I can tell you that.
那我也告诉你呢，爱能遮盖许多的哀伤，很多的痛苦。
For those of you who have children, you remember when they were just little children, they were afraid or something had happened.They run to you, and you just embrace them, and you just cuddle them, and they're better. They're comforted.
你可以有过孩子的都知道，但孩子小的时候，当他遇到特别惊恐的事情，他总是跑向你啊。你其实也不用说什么，你只是抱着他，就安慰他。
How many times have we whispered in our children's ear, it's going to be okay, mommy's here now, mommy's here.
有的时候呢我们只是跟他说呢哎呀没事没事啊妈妈在这里没事。
Or daddy's home now, everything's going to be okay.
那爸爸在这里啊就是一切都好我们有的时候只是说这些的话。
Well, if earthly fathers and mothers know how to comfort their children, think about how God,can comfort his children.
如果地上的父母都知道如何的来安慰他的孩子想一想天上的父。
I personally, I don't think I preach enough about this subject. I would like to preach on this subject more. The God of all comfort.
我希望能够有更多的时间来讲这一段。
Number seven, God is light.
第七呢神就是光。
God is light. We'll look up that one verse, 1 John.
约翰一书。约翰一书一章五节。
This is a great verse. It's also a bit of a scary verse. Verse 5.This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
神就是光在他毫无黑暗这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
Ever since the first day of creation, God dealt with darkness.
想一想在创造的一开始神怎么样处理黑暗呢?
Let there be light.
要有光,他说。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
God didn't have to get a team together of engineers or scientists. All he had to do was speak. Imagine that.
神不需要找一个团队,要找一群工程师,他要做的就是说。
God opened his mouth one day and light came out.
神
at 186,000 miles a second. Here it comes.
神只是说了一句话然后光就有了如此快的一个光。
So it's not like he made light, he is light.
不但他造了光他本身就是光。
There's just some things that God is. He's all comforting and he is light.
这就是神是的那个本性，他也本身就是光。
What does that mean to me? How do I apply God, the character of my father is light? How would that affect me today?
这个跟我今天有什么关系呢？神是光的本性跟我有什么关系？
He's your father, and he is light.
他是你的父，他也是光。
Okay, I'm his child.
我是他的孩子。
What should I be?
我该怎么样呢？
Mirror, mirror on the wall. I am my father after all. I want to be light too, right?
我要跟我的父一样呢，我也是光。
But in myself, I'm darkness.
但是在我里面呢，我本来就是黑暗的。
But Jesus is light.And if I trust Jesus, he comes to live in my heart. Now I become light.
但是耶稣是光，当我信靠他的时候呢，他就住在我里面，我就变成了光。
Matter of fact, when the Lord Jesus came into the world, it says light would shine in dark places.
所以耶稣说呢，黑暗就是光要照进这个黑暗里。
Back in 1970, my mother and my father and my two sisters and myself, we were all in darkness.
回到1970年代。
Spiritual darkness. We didn't live in a cave somewhere. Spiritual darkness.
回到1970年代呢，我的父亲，我的母亲，我的两个姐姐和我们都在黑暗里。不是说我们住在山洞里，我是住在属灵的黑暗里。
But then I met the light. I met the Lord Jesus.
然后我遇见了光，我遇见了耶稣。
And Jesus came into my heart. Now I got the light. And I went home. And I shared the light with my mom and my dad and my two sisters. And they became lights for the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，我接受耶稣，耶稣进到我里面，我变成了那个光。然后呢？这个光我又给了我的妈妈，给了我的姐姐，他们也都得着了这光。
Do you know the opposite of light is dark?
你知道光的对立面就是黑暗。
And do you know that the devil is the father of the darkness?
你知道恶者啊，那魔鬼就是黑暗之父。
But our God is the father of light.
但我们的神是光明的父。
And if you're going toCall yourself a Christian, you cannot walk in spiritual darkness anymore.
如果你管自己叫基督徒呢，你总是不能够再在黑暗中行了。
That's the devil's territory. God's people walk in light, not in darkness.
这个是恶者的领地啊，神的孩子是在光中行的。
I want you to think about this just for a minute. I've got just a few minutes left, but think about this parentheses.
还有一个，再讲一个故事啊，小故事。
Did you ever think or notice that most crime and immorality happen in darkness?
你有没有注意到啊，大部分的犯罪或者不道德的事都是在暗中做的。
People do things in the dark that they would never do in the bright light of day.
人们在黑暗中做的很多事情都不是在他光明时候他会做的。
Matter of fact, the Bible says men love darkness.
而且呢，圣经说呢，人喜欢黑暗的事。
Why? Because their deeds are evil.
那为什么呢？因为他的行为真的就是暗的。
You know, before I became a Christian, I'd stay up all night long doing really, really stupid things.
我在认识主之前呢，我整夜都是做一些很不好的事。
Drinking, gambling, carousing, just things you do in the dark. I'd stay up all night long doing those things.
我整晚上喝酒啊，赌博啊，很多很多很糟糕的事，一晚上的做。
And in those days, I didn't even want to see the sun come up.
在那样的时间里啊，我甚至都不愿意太阳升起来。
Because when the sun came up, I had a job. I had to go to work during the day, but I'd much rather play at night. I didn't want the sun to come up.
因为当太阳升起来的时候呢，我有工作啊，我得去工作了，我就不能继续那样玩了，所以我宁可太阳都不升起来。
But when Jesus came into my heart and brought light into my dark heart, he changed my heart.
当耶稣来到我心里哈，他就改变了我的心，光就照进
来。I don't stay up all night for the devil anymore.
我再也没有整晚为了魔鬼。
Devil is not my father anymore.
魔鬼也不再是我的父了。
And I don't do the deeds of my father anymore.
我也不再行我父所行的。
I by the grace of God, I do the deeds of my Father, Almighty God.
然后因着神的恩典，我做我的父，永生神，他的行为。
And I trust that if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, you're going to say, I have the privilege of doing the deeds of my Father, who is Almighty God.
我相信如果你是一个神的孩子，你也会一样，你要做那永生大能神的他的行为，而不是恶者的行为。
No, let's just keep reading here just a minute. Look at verse 6.
我们继续往下读，看第六节。
If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
第六节说，我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
But now look at verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Do you know why Christians enjoy being with other Christians?
你知道为什么基督徒喜欢和其他基督徒在一起吗？
Because we have the same father. We all have the same father. It was so nice to be able to baptize these folks on Sunday and say, welcome to the family of God. You're our brothers and sisters in Christ.
非常高兴我们上一个周日我能给几位弟兄姊妹施洗啊，那因为欢迎他们来到神的家。
There's a song that says, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
有一首诗歌就说，我如此的高兴，因为我是神的、
yeah.
神家的一员。
And Anne and I have been really happy to be part of the family of God in this location.
Anne 和我呢，非常高兴能成为在这个地方的神的家的一员。
And we'll just have to pray for one another and encourage one another.
我们要为彼此的代祷。
And the Bible says, and so much the more as we see the day approaching.
Amen.
The day of his return, the Lord Jesus.
他回来的日子要临近了。的主回来的日子要临近。
Right. Okay, let's close in prayer.
一起来做个祷告。
Father, once again, we want to ask your blessing on every person as we go home today.
主啊，我们要求您祝福我们今天每一位要在这里回去的人。
Many in this room are new Christians.
因为在这里有一些是新的基督徒。
And they're just learning how to walk in obedience to God.
他们刚刚学习如何顺服神的旨意而行。
Sometimes they stumble off into the darkness, but they very quickly come back into the light to obey God's word again.
有的时候他们会在黑暗中跌倒，但是他们会因为您的恩典很快的回来。
Some in this room today, by their own confession, say they are still in the darkness.
主啊，有的今天来的人呢，他们还没有见着您的光。
And their father is still the devil.
他们还是在恶者的一家。
We pray for them that very, very soon they will go to the Lord Jesus for light, for salvation.
主啊，我们也盼望他们能够很快的来到耶稣基督的家。
So they can join the family of God with us.
他能够和我们一起来到耶稣基督。
And for the older Christians, those who have walked with God for a longer time.
我们也为那些在主里长期与神同行的人。
We pray that they will be an encouragement and a help to those who are just starting.
我们也求他们成为那一切新进来的人的鼓励。
So help us all to honor the Lord in all things today.
帮助他们荣耀神的名。
We thank you for this Bible Chapel.
我们也为这个圣经的教堂献上感恩。
Thank you for the elders and those who work hard here.
也为一切努力工作的长老们献上感恩。
We pray you will continue to give them strength and discernment as they are reaching out to so many.
也给他们智慧，给他们辨识的能力。
And that they may have the blessing of our God upon them.
Amen. 让他们身上有从神而来的祝福。
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do.
主啊，谢谢您为您所做的，为您所带领的，献上感恩。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, as you are all